Hey guys, welcome to the Tokyo Lens podcast, and as always, if you are a regular listener, welcome back. I guess what I should be saying here is welcome back to the Tokyo Lens podcast. I have been on a several week hiatus from producing podcast episodes pretty much altogether. Now, this is, you know, not because of anything heavy or big trouble. It's just I've been trying to catch up on work videos, shamisen performances, this, that, the next thing. It has just been a busy couple of weeks packed with travel and adventure, but I wanted to give you guys a little bit of a podcast episode today, a little bit of a special one, because today in particular is a special day for me, at least. Not so much for you, but for me, because today is my birthday. That's right. This is a narcissistic, self-serving birthday podcast episode, but I just kind of wanted to share the day with you guys. I had a little bit of extra time today, and I thought it would be great I thought it would be a great opportunity to put together an episode and just kind of reconnect and touch base. You will have to excuse the echo that you're hearing this. I'm sure you can, if I back up from the microphone, you could really hear the echo right now. The main reason for this is I am recording this in the studio that I am setting up for myself right now. My desk has just arrived. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, I have had a custom-made, handmade desk put together by a company up in Hokkaido, Japan, an area that specializes in furniture production. They have made me this gorgeous walnut desk, and I will be putting together a piece of content to share a little bit more about this desk with you. A bit of a documentary, considering I spent 4 months documenting its making, but that is a talk for another time. Today, I just kind of wanted to touch base, say hello, put together a really brief episode just to let you guys know that the podcast is on its way back. I think this is the longest break I have taken since actually doing the podcast, like since the beginning of the podcast. So a recap on the past couple of weeks. For those of you who don't really follow me on things like YouTube and Twitter and everything like that, for those of you who are podcast only or simply have just been quite busy like myself. So the last couple of weeks have been just wrapped up mostly, first and foremost, in editing. I got back from that road trip, did a lot of editing on that. Not only did I do the YouTube videos for that, but I put together a whole bunch of content for Yahoo. And then we got into shamisen time. You see, there is a major project that I am working on with Kiki, the two Tsugaru shamisen girls that I work the most with. And it's going to require quite a bit of video content. So we've been putting away 1 to 2 days a week just that we can use for filming, editing, planning, you name it. And on top of that, I was prepping for my own major shamisen performance. Now, this was actually quite exciting for me. If I were to put it all in a nutshell, I want to tell you guys a little bit of a story, something that I haven't shared in any detail yet, but I hope might be able to give a little bit of background or a little bit of value to you guys. So at the end of last year, I had a brand new shamisen handmade for me by a shamisen maker here in Japan, and obviously documented the entire process. It was exciting, it was a lot of fun, and more than anything, it was really touching to have the opportunity to see an instrument made from scratch, I guess, by the person who makes it. Just the opportunity to see that maker do his work, and just to have the opportunity to own that gorgeous piece of artwork that is the finished product of the musical instrument. It's something that I can't really put into words, but every single time I pick that up and play it, I have the memory. I have the memory of the moments that I was able to join the shokunin, or the maker, as he did his work, as he put it together, as he shaved down certain parts of it. And It connects me so much more with the instrument. Now, and the reason that I'm bringing this up is because there was a very specific purpose behind the making of this shamisen and the timing behind it. You see, shortly before that, I had received an offer for a job out in Fukuoka, which is basically on the other side of Japan. It's on an island called Kyushu. And honestly, the cheapest and fastest method of transport to get down there is via airplane. And I knew that the company was going to have me come down by airplane. Now, this was a turning point for me, this job. Until this point, I had mostly performed in the Tokyo area, with a few exceptions of going up north or, you know, down to Kanagawa or something like that. But the majority of my performances had been maintained right in the Tokyo area. The only major distances that I had traveled had been up to areas like Aomori for the shamisen competition, at which point I would just use the bullet train. But this particular job was going to require flight. Now, this was a problem for me because the shamisen that I had initially purchased was made out of one single piece of wood. It wasn't like many normal or higher grade shamisen that can actually be broken into three pieces to be packed into a smaller case. And unfortunately, because of this, the case makes it far too large to travel with, especially on an airplane without having to purchase an extra seat. But I had been saving for years. I had been saving for years and years in the hopes that someday I would have the need to get a new shamisen, or at least the opportunity. And this job was the trigger for that, because it not only gave me the need, but the payment from this job gave me the last little bit that I would need to afford the shamisen at the level that I wanted to purchase. So this was the culmination of years of expectation and hard work, and it was a really important moment for me. It was exciting, it was a lot of fun, it was nerve-wracking, and I was just really looking forward to getting out there to Fukuoka to do this job. But there was a little bit of a catch. You see, this was the single longest shamisen performance I had ever been commissioned to do, and within that came its own challenges. You see, the majority of shamisen performances that I have done have been somewhere between the 20 to 30 minute range, which is somewhat reasonable for a one person performance. But in this case, they were like, can you do closer to an hour for your performance? And so, since I got the offer for the job, which came somewhere late summer or fall of last year, I thought, I'm going to need to learn some new songs. And so I got together with my shisho, or, you know, shamisen trainer, my master, boss, whatever you want to call it. And we started taking a look at how we could put together a longer performance. And inside of this, I had the opportunity to learn a Yoshida Brothers original song called Ibuki. And Ibuki is by far one of my favorite pieces. Now, today being a busy day, I have to jump out for a brief bit before I transition into the next section of this episode. But in order to transition into that section, what I'm going to do is play a brief section of Ibuki for you guys. All right, guys, I hope that you enjoyed that little bit of shamisen there. I don't even really share that much of it over on the YouTube channel, well, yet anyway, but I enjoyed having the opportunity to share it with you here on the podcast, even if it was just a little snippet. And I feel like today of all days was actually a great day to do that. Additionally, for all of you who follow me over on Twitter and took the time out of your day to send me a personalized birthday message, can I just extend some gratitude and thanks to you? With that being said, I think I'm going to stop going on and on about my birthday, because if I'm coming honest with you, if I'm coming completely clean and true, my birthday's long since over. I'm actually recording this right now on Friday, August 23rd, just before 11 p.m. And yesterday ended up going absolutely swimmingly. It was a great time spent with friends, relaxation, good food, good drinks, all of that. And then today was back to the grind with an exciting project with the Shamisen Girls Kiki. There's a series of videos that we are working on right now. Today, the big challenge was simply lighting. Above all else, just trying to get the lighting the way we wanted. We had to actually reshoot an entire set of videos that we had already shot, just because when I got into the edit, I didn't like how it was lit, and it just made it completely impossible to either color grade or use the footage. Just kind of everything blended into one ugly scene. But enough about all of that. The entire purpose of this podcast episode, the entire purpose of me even hitting record and starting this all today, was just to say the podcast is back. And I'm actually really excited for the episodes that are to come. I've got quite a few exciting episodes. I'm going to start having a couple more guests on the podcast whenever I can. In fact, this morning, I had the opportunity to sit down and do a little bit of a chat with a creator from the United States named Sarah Dici. I may have mentioned this yesterday. Yesterday is such a blur to me now. It was just such a quick and fast-paced day. But I had the opportunity to sit down and do this interview with Sarah Dici. It was a lot of fun. She had just come to Tokyo, and we decided we were going to touch base and just, you know, box off a little bit of a podcast episode. If you have no idea who she is, that's totally fine. It will be in the podcast. But one thing that I would absolutely, absolutely love from you guys. So for me, for this podcast, I have at least 2 to 3 months worth of potential episodes pre-planned and pre-thought out. Some are things that I just really want to share with you. Some are new information. Some are slightly deep and heavy topics. But the thing is, especially when I get into the zone like this, when I get into the point where I have all of these things that I want to share with you guys, I get really tunnel vision, and I don't really look at anything outside of that bubble. And for me, that's absolutely great. But at the same time, I would actually really, really love to hear what you guys would like to hear more of in the podcast. I hear that a lot of you guys are really enjoying the out and about episodes in Tokyo, where we just get out there, we enjoy the outdoors. Unfortunately, the last 2 episodes that I filmed outdoors just did not go the best, but we're not giving up. We're definitely aiming to do more of those. But if there's other topics that you would like to hear about, hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Instagram. Leave a comment on one of my videos. I like how many of you guys will jump over to the YouTube channel and leave a comment on a video going, hey, in response to your recent question in the podcast, yada, yada, yada. I do read them all. I read every single comment that comes in on the YouTube channel. So thank you guys so much. More than anything, aside from being an opportunity for me just to go on and on and on about my birthday and share a little bit of shamisen stuff with you and let you know that the podcast is back, today was just an opportunity for us to reconnect, and I've really, really enjoyed it. Admittedly, this has been a little bit of a shorter episode. I just want to get it out so that as soon as I can start putting the next episode together for you guys. September should be a great month for the podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining. As always, it really would mean the world to me. Like, you would make my day if you took 30 seconds to jump over to iTunes and leave a review for the podcast. Again, I read every single one of those. I love those. Thank you guys so much for listening up to this point. Like, if you're still listening to me ramble, like, the podcast is done. I'm just rambling now. Why are you still here? What are you doing? Come on. Go on. You can go. Still here? Oh, you're really nice. I really appreciate that. Thank you for sticking around. And because you did, I want to share a little something. Something just with you who have stuck around. There's something that I want you guys to hold me accountable for this year. There's something I want to do, and there's a reason I haven't done it. And today was a little bit of me alluding to it. And that is, I really want to share more and more of the shamisen side of the content. And there's actually a very specific reason I haven't done this. And it's not like, oh, I don't know if people will be into it, or oh, I don't have the... No, it's actually a little deeper than that. You see, as I said earlier, when I get really into something, I get tunnel vision into it. And so one of the things that I love about producing content, whether it be the podcast or whether it be a YouTube video or whatever it is, I love the story. I love sharing stories. And when I get deep into something that I truly love, something that I feel almost an obsessive amount of care about, it becomes very hard to hold on to the relatability aspect. It becomes very hard to know where that line of absolute fanatic and just having fun is. And so it makes it really difficult for me to not sit down and go really deep into the shamisen stuff to the point where the majority of the audience, if not 90% or more, would have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about at all. They'd be like, what did he just say? What is he going on about? And so kind of drawing that line to a point where I'm producing content that shares enough of the love of the shamisen while still keeping it at a level that's interpretable and understandable by the average person. That's one of the challenges I have. And I have used that as an excuse now for far, far too long. And I think this is the year. I think this is the year that I'm going to start sharing. No, I don't think. I know. Let's just put it on the table right here. I don't think this is the year. This is the year. I'm stating it definitively. None of these passive statements. I'm going to start sharing more shamisen content. A lot of it hopefully getting right into YouTube. I'm talking entire videos about me playing. I'm talking live streams. You name it. And yes, shamisen dedicated podcast episodes. I hope that's something that you're into, because it's something that I really want to do. They will be labeled as such. So if you're not particularly interested in it, you can just skip those over. I don't mind. We all have our own interests, but it's something that I love and I can't wait to share. And if you guys aren't hearing more about it in the near future, within the next couple of weeks, I want you to hold me accountable. I give you free range to DM me on Instagram or to tweet me, to leave comments on my videos. You guys know where I am reachable, so please feel free to do that. This is something that I'm just really looking forward to doing, and we're going to do it this year. More shamisen content coming your way, including a much deeper look into the actual lives of professional shamisen players. So all of that being said, I'm actually, for real, really, truly, honestly, going to wrap up this podcast episode right here. I just want to say, on this day, right now, as we approach, like, I don't even know what time it is, as we approach late Friday night, I appreciate each and every one of you being here. My Apple Watch has just given me a notification that I have hit my move goal for the day. Yay! Again, to each and every one of you who's listened this far. Thank you so much. I hope you have a beautiful day no matter what you're doing. Again, if you leave me one of those reviews, it would make my day. And I will talk to you guys again real soon.